Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have a few yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday, we were traveling. Do forgive us. There's replays on GCN that are always put in if you miss us. We know that, for example, people are asking about Tim's show this morning. Unexplainable. These things just happened. His computer completely broke down. I talked to him a little bit earlier, and he just said he got his computer back that was supposed to be fixed. And, again, it just went down without explanation. So, again, those things happen, especially in the spiritual world. It is definitely called spiritual warfare, and we definitely encounter that quite a bit here in this ministry. There's no question about it. At every given step, might I add, that is a real call, no question about it. If you think that the devil for one moment is going to give up his territory without a fight, 1 Timothy 6:12, you better think again. And again, we endure that fight every single day of the week, throughout the day. So anyways, with that said, friends, we're back in the saddle. If you want to call in at any time, please do go over to your telephone. We're set up on Comrex, and that number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do that as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Please subscribe to that page. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head through that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on. Well, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is something that we try to forewarn you of. It's better to be forewarned, friends. Prevention is better than cure. And we can see that some of these warnings have gone unheeded. We just found this morning that Fauci is on the attack again. And this time the globalists are targeting the unvaccinated in the face of all the facts. You heard me right. Folks, this isn't over. Let me just tell you this. What this is it's an absolute push to war is what this is. This is those that in small number that have come together and they have decided to attack the people. They're the billionaires of the world. They're the trillionaires of the world that have nothing better to do with their time than go on some sort of a free-for-all when it comes to genociding as many people as they possibly can. Now, do keep in mind, this is the judgment of God upon a people that failed to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. So there's the mercy of God. If you want to stand up, and you want to put yourself in front of the Lord and repent for your do-nothings, because, or your tolerating giving them a pass to continuously do the things that they're going to do, well, they're going to rest assured, friends, do it all over again. And that's exactly what's happening here, is tolerance and apathy are the very things that are adding strength to these tyrants and encourage them to turn around and attack you again. And attacking you again, they are. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, this individual, he's a criminal. He's been exposed for crime after crime. This has been going on for decades. And I've continuously shared with the people on a global basis that if you're not going to stand up and deal with these tyrants according to God's statutes, they're going to turn around and they're going to be encouraged to do it again. And it's exactly what's happening. So we're finding now that Fauci is targeting the unvaccinated. He's calling it a winter of death. Now listen, we don't take our counsels from our fears. I'm no more worried about an Anthony Fauci than I'm on a mouse in my corner, if there were to be one in the house. I'm just saying that, friends, if we want to get rid of the mice, we're going to have to lawfully deal with them, because you can already see that they're not going to prosecute one another in any sense of the word. No, they're trying to empower each other against us, and that's exactly what's happening. One question that needs to be begged here for all of you conservatives of the day that haven't quite figured out how the federal government and state governments are operating. Isn't it interesting how when this whole pandemic came down, we exposed how it was forecast since 2001. We showed you television programs. We showed you how that they were desensitizing the people. 2011, they came out with another movie. 2015, Fauci forecasted this. So did he in 2017, along with Bill Gates, calling for the genocide of 3.5 billion people on the planet. And he said, if we do a really good job on vaccinations and reproductive health, we can do that. We can lower the number of the people on a global population. And with all that information now over the last 3 years, knowing that 95% of all the people that have been buried, and we highlighted this funeral director last week as well, who had said that 95% of all the people that are coming through his morgue right now were vaccinated within a two-week window. There's a new documentary out there right now that is getting millions and millions of views concerning the adverse side effects of these said vaccinations. How many people are dying is unprecedented. This is all happening right in front of your faces. And again, if I went to social media platforms, I could show you again just today all the people that have died that are familiar faces. And again, the mainstream media is just they're pronouncing they have no idea concerning the cause of death. They expect you to be as ignorant as they were, friends, and they are in so many different ways. So, friends, isn't it interesting? This is what I want to ask you. Is it not interesting that with all of the federal government, and I'm thinking about Rand Paul, and I'm thinking about all the times that he's raised money to go after Fauci, and the way that he had made his appeal as he's fleecing his constituents to aggrandize wealth and accumulate wealth unto himself, is he's constantly talked about how Fauci has lied, and so many others in federal government and in state governments. But what needs to be begged here concerning the question is how come Fauci's out still threatening the people? How is it that Fauci's still out attacking the people? And it shows you, does it not, that Rand Paul is a part of the problem? Does it not tell you that Ted Cruz is a part of the problem? Does it not tell you that the best that you have in federal and in state government are a part of the problem, because they're giving way to the likes of the Anthony Fauci and the NIH? They're giving way to the likes of the WHO. Again, in the face of all the facts that we have here. Folks, there's one answer here, and I've given it to you 1,000 times over, and I'll give it to you again. When the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the
world
will
set fresh fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. What I want to do is I want to take you line upon line, precept upon precept, and lead into and teeing up the message for today, because what's happening, friends, and I knew this was coming, folks, and I continuously warned of this. I was a faithful witness to do so, that if they're undealt with, and I'm talking about those that push the agenda, and I'm talking about the WHO, and I'm talking about the NIH, talking about those that are part of this whole propaganda push concerning this whole pandemic, which we all know is a complete fabricated farce in every sense of the word. It's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. If we didn't deal with the corrupt, they were going to turn around and they were going to do it again. And it's exactly what they're doing today in the face of all the facts. See, now, what we have going for us, friends, is the truth. And the truth exposes the darkness, Luke 12:2. And it's the mercy of God that exposes these criminals for who they are. And then the Lord looks to those 86% of the people in this country that profess to be as Christians in keeping the commandments of the Lord and dealing with the wicked, Isaiah 51:4 and Isaiah 26:9. And if we don't want to obey the Lord, then we're going to fall to his judgments. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Now, I want to highlight this and just lead up to, again, what we're talking about even now with Fauci. But the new Biden appointee was recently exposed and charged with a felony. This one didn't take long at all. The Bible's clear when it says there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The Bible tells us that which is spoken in darkness will be brought to the light, and it's exactly what's happening. And the Lord, again, is showing us his mercy by saying, listen, I expose them, now go condemn them for their crimes. And we're talking about Joe Biden. Joe Biden, of course, is in office today because Donald Trump didn't use the DOJ that he could do whatever he wanted with to actually prosecute or drain the swamp like he promised to do so for 4 years. None of that was done. That's why you have a Joe Biden. And now we have a treasonous Joe in the People's White House. Okay? I'm just curious, to those that are listening, to those that are watching on social media platforms, if I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what do you suppose I'm going to reap? Well, of course, I will reap a harvest of wheat, right? How can it be otherwise? Put that up against Galatians 6:7. Now, the same is true with the corrupt. If you allow a treasonous individual such as a Joe Biden to illegally reside in the people's White House, installing the corrupt into positions of power the way that he has, so did Trump, so did Obama, so did Bush. Installing the corrupt into positions of incumbency or in places of power in government, what do you suppose the harvest is that you're going to reap if the corrupt are so? Well, you're going to reap corruption, a harvest of corruption, and you're going to reap a not only just the corruption, but destruction to your country. Is that not right? Yeah, that's common sense, right? I can't plant an apple seed into the soil of the ground and expect an orange tree to pop out. No, it's going to reproduce after its own kind, and that's exactly what Scripture tells us. Now, Zero Hedge just reported this morning brand new information that a senior Department of Energy official was charged with felony theft after stealing a piece of luggage from the Minneapolis airport in September. Now, it states that shortly before taking a leave of absence, Sam Brinton, you guys all know who this guy is, right? He's the man that dresses up as a woman who shaved his head, and he's got bright lipstick on, and he's got a dress on. Now, again, just to give you a little bit of a check on your history, friends, this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He appointed his SS were, in fact, sodomites. They were men that had a desire for men, and God condemned that at every given step, 33 times in Scripture. Well, this is exactly what Obama's appointed. This is exactly what Trump has appointed. Bush, too, don't forget about that guy. And this is exactly what Biden's appointing. This is exactly who the Gestapo were. The SS were, in fact, what they were, masculine homosexuals. That's what's happening in America today. This Sam Brinton that was just busted is called a gender-fluid nuclear expert who in 2015, listen carefully, defended underage gay prostitution website rentboy.com and allegedly took a Vera Bradley suitcase worth $2,325 from the luggage carousel at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport on September 16th. I was just there yesterday. Now, this is exactly the kind of guy Joe Biden's appointing. Does that tell you anything about who Joe Biden is? I hope it does, friends. I hope it does. Because we already know that Joe Biden is responsible for the act of treason, which, again, begs the question that only you can answer. If he's going to appoint these kinds of people, what do you suppose is going to be the harvest? It's going to be destruction. And the destruction is zeroed in on you and your country, Americans. And again, here we go again, friends, with another one in government, federal and state, that's being exposed for crimes against children. Anybody sick and tired of this yet? Oh, I am. I am. For those that partake in this abomination, I want you to understand that the Lord said in Exodus 22 that he would personally kill you with the sword. That's the Old Testament, of course. And, well, Bradley, I want to hear some New Testament. Okay, I'll give you some New Testament scripture. Luke 17:2 says it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. We're doing live radio, so I'm thinking of something that I just seen earlier, and I'm going to pull this up right now. Isn't it interesting, folks, that, and I ought to show you this on social media platforms, this is sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is one of the articles that was just posted today, and it's going to coincide with my next point, speaking against crimes against children. Look at this. Disney CEO, by the way, they had to replace the old CEO, and they had to replace him again because the last CEO, I guess, let everything just fall to shambles, and that's exactly why they replaced him. But this guy on social media platforms right here he's no better than the devil himself, because I personally wrote a letter to him confronting him for what he was doing, zeroing in on children, surveying children. Disney is not only are they surveying children, friends, but also keep in mind the park cameras are being used to survey those children. Also keep in mind that in Florida there at Disney, there's been several sexting operations, child pornography rings that have been exposed. Many of them just happen to be employees from Disney. But isn't it interesting that the Disney CEO just recently came out and said that wokeness will not go on. He said wokeness will go on even if people aren't happy. Now, you do need to understand that wokeness are the powers that are tolerated behind their said minions, their said representatives, John 8:44. Okay? They're just advocating for what they're told to do. See, they think that they're going to create a world without God. Let me tell you this, it's never happened, and it will never happen again. Because the Lord said it would never happen. And so I shouldn't have added the word again, but let me say it again, the right way. It's never happened in the past, and it's never going to happen in the present, and it's never going to happen in the future. Yet these people are literally hell-bent on trying to create a world without God. Friends, the seed of the righteous is forever. And all power has been given unto the church to deal with these sorts of wicked men according to God's statutes and according to American law. And if we the people do not want to be again the government under God to deal with these people, this wokeness will go on until God judges this nation. Now, this is the reason, in fact, I brought Disney up, speaking to the children again. You've all seen this, I'm certain of it. This is brand new information again, just last night. Why are Disney children celebrating Satanism in a Christmas show? Folks, this didn't happen by accident. They accused of one of the employees of changing the word Santa and basically putting them in fashion to create the word Satan. And we've talked about that in the past on this show. Notice how these words are here. Notice how Santa Claus is put in the place of Christ on a date that has nothing to do with his birthday, just for the record. But again, why is Disney so bent set on destroying themselves? Folks, I want you to look at this picture on social media platforms. It's a picture of a bunch of kids with a love you, praising Santa Claus. And what they did is they put an S-A-T-A-N on the front page of a website. That's called self-destruction, and they're going to reap what they sow. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tuesday, President Joe Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to act quickly and prevent a possible rail workers' strike. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, said the deadline to act is much sooner than December because suppliers may plan around the strike.
Many of the suppliers, if they believe there may well be a shutdown, will then not send their goods.
Monday marks the biggest U.S. online shopping day in history. Online shoppers spending $11.3 billion on Cyber Monday, according to Adobe Analytics. Home prices fell in September compared to what they were in August. That's according to the latest reading from the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. They dropped by 1% across the country, which marks the third month in a row of declines. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are broadcasting live in the United States of America. By the way, welcome to our friends in Australia, Blaze. We totally appreciate you joining us today, and I totally agree with your assessment. You know what? 2 seasons without being vaccinated, and he's totally fine. Amen. We all are. Nobody that's been hasn't been vaccinated, friends, they're not the ones dying off. They're not the ones having diverse or adverse side effects in any sense of the word. So, again, folks, we need to pay attention to what's going on. The pill in the jam is you have to believe their lies, and then you get to see who profits from their lies, and nobody's profited from their lies more than Big Pharma. Again, those are things you have to think about here, friends. And furthermore, the Lord forbids what they are saying that we need. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19. And remember, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to get into the blood line. And keep in mind, the Bible tells us that the life is in the blood. So where does Satan want to go? Of course. Oh, my goodness. You guys seen the documentary, Died Suddenly? Watched it the other day. And I got to be so bold and make so bold, friends, on my behalf and the behalf of this ministry, that we've been highlighting this information for a long time. And so when this video first came out, I went through the whole thing, and I just thought, yeah, this is the stuff that we have been sharing for a long time, and I'm really glad that there are other people out there doing what we call doing the stuff here in the ministry, and they're willing to put their necks on the line to do what needs to be done, and that's exactly what the producers of that video did. So we high-five you guys over there. But there is that new documentary called Died Suddenly. And then of course, the mainstream media has got to use their useful idiots right away as little attack dogs to try to demonize those people that are telling you the truth. As a matter of fact, this John Jeltsevich, reported on I Googled Died Suddenly. He said, in the past week, a new documentary, Died Suddenly, has gone viral. On Rumble alone, it has racked up almost nearly 8 million views as of this writing. On Twitter, it has another 1.6 million views. See, friends, this is what I'm talking about, just that first statement that this guy has made. When it comes to the truth, like Augustine rightly said, he said, the truth is like a lion. You don't need to defend it. Just let it go. It'll defend itself. And that's exactly what much of this information. That's why we're on the radio every day. This is why we're broadcasting on social media every day, is because we trust God with the doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to Him. And this is what's happening. Regardless of who it comes from, the Lord is at work, and I praise God for Him. Okay? The documentary claims to expose the truth about the COVID vaccines, i.e. that they are a part of a coordinated plot by population-controlling globalists to kill millions, possibly billions of people. He said, I write a little longer review sometime. He said he would do one soon, but for now I wanted to share the results of some of the research I did. He said, many of the fans of the movie are Googling the phrase died suddenly and posting the horrifying results. So I'd like to give it a try. I punched the died suddenly into Google, and the results were disturbing indeed. He said, on the first page of Google, I found articles about a 26-year-old Olympic swimmer who died suddenly. A 41-year-old Army veteran who died suddenly in the Dominican Republic. A prominent cancer researcher who died suddenly at 67. The 27-year-old pitcher from Angels who died suddenly. A 14-year-old boy who died suddenly. A 13-year-old cheerleader who died suddenly. And a story about the FBI investigating a rash of sudden deaths among the U.S. tourists. This is what he said he found. And it's interesting, when you go through his little propaganda hit piece, this useful idiot doesn't realize that he is at the end aim of those that he's worked for these weeks, months, years, whatever the case might be concerning the duration of his work period. When he covers the mainstream media, I got to stop again. These are these little prophetic rabbit trails that people need. Hey, folks. See what happens when you lie and you steal and you kill and you have the audacity to sit back and say that you're just doing your job? Do you not realize, and I've said this and I need to say it over and over and over again, maybe someone will make a documentary about this one, maybe me. When you lie, when you steal, when you kill, and you say you're doing your job to do so, what happens when they don't need you anymore? Because this useful idiot right here is one of the such that I continuously highlight. He's attacking the fact. He's acting like this is some conspiracy theory. He's acting like those that produce this video are propagandists, when in fact, he's the propagandist. I mean, folks, again, let me go back. 95% of all the people going through this funeral home director's funeral home just received the shot within 2 weeks and they're dead. 40% of insurance company increase in payout to families never seen before in history. Now, all of a sudden, these things are just happening over the last couple of years, just like we forewarned from the very beginning to where we're at today, and people are still trying to figure out what's going on. This propagandist may want to open up his eyes and go on social media platforms, because there's a whole slew of people, again, that we all know of that just suddenly died. I mean, you can't make it up. Moving on from that. Look at this. Health Impact News. The vaccine cult wants to rid the earth of anti-vaxxers by labeling them insane and dangerous. I told you, friends, this wasn't going to stop. You know, and I don't even like going here, and I don't know why I don't like going here. And I got to tell you, I've been on the radio for 17 years, and I've been used prophetically in a thousand different circumstances. But when it comes to direct vision, impartation, prophetically from the Lord, I've always held it back in the sense of just going back to the Word. Always just going back to the Word. Holding to the law and the prophets. Holding to the law and the prophets. But I got to tell you this. Before this whole pandemic rolled out, I shared with you how I woke up and I seen a vision. And I went and told my wife and I said, wife, I had another dream. And she said, okay, what this time? Because when I get dreams or visions, folks, it's never good. And when you look in scripture, friends, it always came with much fear. Yep, that's how it came. And what I seen is I seen a wave, a little wave coming in. And that was the beginning of the pandemic. And then I seen a second wave, much bigger than the first wave, that if the first wave wasn't stopped, there's going to be a second wave. And then I seen that if the second wave wasn't stopped, there's going to be a tsunami coming behind it that's going to destroy everything in its path. Remember that? I know you do. It's interesting how many people are talking about the tsunami, this wave, this tsunami that's taking place on a global basis. Even the mainstream media, unbeknownst to them, are talking about the tsunami. It's not the pandemic or a virus that they created, friends, that's the tsunami. It's what they're doing to the people that they mean to destroy. That's the tsunami. When I got here last night, I'm in a different state right now. And when I got here last night, I was just going to sleep, and all of a sudden I seen that tsunami coming. And I seen the big wave, and it was an unstoppable wave. And I thought, okay, Lord, I seen the first one. What are we doing on this second one here? And as I looked at it, I thought, uh-oh, it's still coming. It's still coming in spite of all the people, and I'm talking about all of the good people, which are far and few between, that are willing to stand up in spite of all the information that's been given thus far. The bad guys are still bringing it. Why? Because the people need to stand up against it, not just the good guys. And when I seen that tsunami, I thought nothing of it. The first thing I noticed when I woke up the next morning was Anthony Fauci talking about the very things that tsunami represented. And what is it? He's the one now forecasting that we are going to go through another winter of death. Remember Biden did that last year, right? Yeah, it's going to be another winter of death. And guess who this time that they're accusing of as being a part of the problem? It's not those that have been vaccinated, saith he. It's not those that need to get their second booster. No, he said the real danger lies within the people that haven't been vaccinated. In other words, friends, they haven't killed enough people. And it shows you their it shows you to the degree that they have not reached the goal concerning the numbers that they wanted to rid themselves of. And again, I want to put this up to you. I know it when I get it, and when I got it, nobody can take it away from me. And I'm telling you, this is the Lord. That's all I'm telling you. And I'm going to stop right there. And you can put this up against Nahum 1 if you'd like to. He comes in a whirlwind, but the Bible says that he has his way in the whirlwind. That's all I'll say, and I'll continue on here. I want you to think about the fact that friends that Health Impact News just highlighted the vaccine cult wants to rid the earth of anti-vaxxers by labeling them insane and dangerous. All of this in spite of the fact that they've already told you what it is that they wanted to do. Regardless of how many smoking guns are in their hands, they still want to label anti-vaxxers insane and dangerous. We better get our game on spiritually, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. One more segment here. We're talking about how Fauci, again, regardless of all of the said representatives that were drilling him for lying, exposing him for lying, it's interesting that no charges have been filed against this criminal. And the show goes on. And this is not a game. This is a spiritual warfare like we've never seen in all of our lifetimes in so many different cases. I was just highlighting that Health Impact News here is now broadcasting that the vaccine cult wants to rid the earth of anti-vaxxers by labeling them insane and dangerous. Now, notice that there's no in-betweenites as to what they're looking to do. And this is why I continuously tell you, friends, it's really, and I remember watching a movie when I was 14 years old. It was a karate movie, and it was called Kill or Be Killed. And I'm not telling anybody to kill anybody, but I'm just using this as a metaphor or an example, a parable, if you would, an example, that you have to deal with the wicked men and women that are behind this agenda. For if that goes for naught, this is what's going to continuously happen. And this is the message I've been giving for the last 3 years concerning this pandemic. I knew that they were going to rise up again and come back after the people if the people just let this one go. And so you're on your own when it comes to what's going on here, friends. This is you and the Lord. But let me tell you this. You and the Lord, you're more than able to overcome the odds here. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. And then what I did is kind of teeing this thing off here today is Fauci is now calling for another winter of death. Of course, they're using more fear. But I believe and I trust the issue that they're having right now is there's too many people that have been made aware of their crimes now, which to me would think that that would sit them down and put a chill up their spine, but apparently not. They're encouraged and they're brazenly encouraged to go ahead and try at it again because, like their father, the devil, he wants to be just like God, and they're going to keep going on and acting as if to suggest that we're not ruled by law in one sense of the word. Folks, in the spiritual, it's always the law is always at work. It's perpetual. It's always working, regardless if they want to admit it or not. But again, the responsible party is me and you to stand up and deal with these people lawfully because we can see the courts as well are protecting these criminals concerning their crimes against humanity. What I want to do is I want to play this for you. And it's Anthony Fauci, criminal Anthony Fauci again.
Get boosted.
And I want you to see what he has to say is
the people
because he's zeroing in on the people that are not going along as little serfs and subjecting themselves to these devils. And again, you had to know that this was coming. I want to go ahead and play this for you so you can see it for yourself. And I need to put my phone right up next to it and then listen to this.
It is unboosted versus vaccinated plus boosted. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get boosted, but the real danger is in the people who have not been vaccinated. So that's where we expect, if we're going to see a problem this winter, it's going to be vaccinated and unboosted versus vaccinated plus boosted. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get boosted, but the real danger is in the people who have not been vaccinated.
Okay, so folks, if, again, that does not drive the line and shed the light on these people for who they are and what it is that they mean to do, I don't know that myself or Tim or anybody else can help you understand this. I mean, there's times where you feel like you're literally prying people's eyes open and prying their ears open to see the obvious here. And it's just astounding that they've gotten away with it as far as they have. And again, apparently they're encouraged so much so as to continue on in the direction that they're going. And the direction that they're going, folks, is they're not putting the brakes on, they're putting the gas on. And this is the time for the rest of the American people to stand up and bring full judgment upon these people that are responsible for genocide. Because again, there is no question as to what this has all been about. Just ask Bill Gates. Just ask the CDC. They've already told you over and over. Just ask Anthony Fauci. And they're blatantly, what they're telling you in the public eye, as you've just seen, is they're telling you the opposite of what is true. They're telling you the opposite is what is true. And they're also using big tech in the mainstream media to attack people that are exposing the big tech companies and the mainstream media for what it is that they are concealing when it does come to those facts that expose these criminals for who they are. And criminals they are. Don't get me wrong, folks. Criminals they are. And again, I don't want people thinking that for one moment that that's not the element in which you're dealing with, because it's exactly what we're dealing with, and that on so many different levels. I just had another thought, but what I want to do is I want to come over here really quick. And again, we had a little prophetic rabbit trail, but this one was for me to you. And we were talking about the tsunami. Well, I want to let you know that during the break, I'm always thinking, when there's not a break, I'm thinking, folks, I'm constantly thinking about what needs to be put together and what needs to be conveyed to the people that watch and listen. And I went over to Nahum 1, and I know that the Bible tells us clearly in verse 3 that the Lord has his way in the whirlwind, in the storm. But I went down a little bit further, and I want you to listen to this carefully and just tell me if this is prophetically accurate. Because again, friends, I'm telling you, when I got it, I got it. It tells us the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. It says, God is a jealous God. The Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries. Who are his adversaries, friends? Those that call themselves his kids and act like the devil. Okay? He will not leave them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's the third commandment. Going back to Nahum 1, it says, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. Who are the wicked? Those that know to do right but do nothing. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in storm and the clouds of the dust of his feet. Listen carefully. He rebuketh the sea and make it dry and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him and the hills melt and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Listen carefully. Who can stand before his indignation? This is judgment, friends, upon a disobedient nation. Who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Verse 7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. Let me tell you, those that trust the Lord. Those that trust the Lord are the ones that are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Let me go to verse 8. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Okay? What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end of the affliction, and the affliction shall not rise up the second time. Now, I want you to take that and to make it applicable to what it is that we're seeing in America today. How do you look at a people? Again, 329.5 million people in America. How is it that you can justify, when I look at 86% of that number, to be Christians, and yet when I'm out there and about with the people, I see less than 3% of the people as being real Christians, even if it's that high? Let's say the 86% of 329.5 million people were Christians. Then I would say that God is a liar. And I speak as a man. God is not a liar. It's the people that are liars. They claim to be something that they're clearly not. What if, in fact, those 86% of 329.5 million people in this country actually obeyed God and kept his commandments and literally and lawfully dealt with each one of those that are attempting to make a prey out of me and you? What do you suppose would happen? We would receive the blessing of the Lord, first and foremost. We would rid ourselves of evil, teaching others also to fear, Proverbs 16:6. We would be considered wise again in a world that doesn't tolerate this. By the way, these bad guys are attacking countries all over the world, all over the globe, okay? And again, what would happen if the people in this country really were genuine Christians? I can tell you, we would not be in the situation that we're in today. We wouldn't be under the judgments. The only one that would be under the judgments of God, particularly the bad guys, is what I'm highlighting right now. But the only ones that would fall judgment to God are the people that fell to the hands of the righteous in Christ. But is that what we're seeing? Absolutely not. Why? Because we live in a nation of hypocrites. And I want to say something to a nation of hypocrites really quick. We got all of the countries across the entire sphere that are looking for America to stand up and do the right thing. Now knowing what we know, how can we sit down and watch the likes of Fauci, Biden, Donald Trump, Gates, the list goes on, to continue on in their endeavors?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.